today is Shabbos Mevarchim Sivan, which means this Shabbos, the Shabbos on which we bless the month of the giving of our Torah. Consequently, the preparation for the giving of the Torah and receiving Torah also begins on the Shabbos. Shabbos starts the time of Shavuos, the time of giving and receiving the Torah. Peace and unity are the means to prepare for and the conduits that make possible the giving of the Torah. In the Mechilta, the famous Medrash says, quoting Rashi's commentary, our sages note that the verse, and Israel camped, Vayichan, there, opposite the mountain, uses the singular form, Vayichan, not Vayachanu. This leads them to comment, they camped as one person with one heart. And Yalkut Shemayni says, the Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sought to give the Torah to Israel when they left Egypt. But then they were divided one against another. They were always fighting. When they came to Sinai, they became united as one group. The Holy One, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said, the Torah is entirely peace. Torah is peace. To whom shall I give it? To a nation that loves peace. The peace and unity that serve as a preparation for the giving of the Torah must be motivated by and find expression in matters of Torah and mitzvahs. This is indicated by the verse, and Israel camped there opposite the mountain. Where and for what purpose did they camp? Opposite the mountain. The mountain whose existence is intrinsically associated with the Torah and its mitzvahs. This led to the unity highlighted by the singular form of the verb. In other words, like this, it's not enough just to be united. It needs to be united with Torah and mitzvahs. Next page. True peace and unity are so powerful that with them it is possible to accomplish whatever one desires. Right? There's a famous thing that there were two things that happened before Avraham Avinu. There was the Mabul of Noach, the flood of Noah. Then there was the story where they built a huge, tall building in order to attack God. And it's Babel, right. And it says that they didn't get the flood. Why didn't they get? They got a different thing, but they didn't get the flood. It wasn't like total destruction of people. It was a language thing, but whatever. Why? Why? Because even though they did something terrible, they were fighting God, but they were doing it with unity. Whereas the problem, the main issue that caused the flood, was people were stealing from each other. Thievery was the main issue that caused the flood. But because the Babel Tower was created with unity, but it was a bad thing. But because of unity, Hashem couldn't punish them, so to speak. In other words, even not good things done in unity have incredible power. That's what I was saying now. Even though any unity would be, not only Torah mitzvahs related unity will do it. Like our sages describe in the verse, Ephraim is attached to idols, let him be. That because peace and unity prevailed among Achav's soldiers, they returned from wars unscathed, even though they were idolaters. It's a famous story there of Achav that their soldiers were serving idols against Hashem. Because they were unity, Hashem saved them all. It's like an incredible thing. Unity is so powerful. Similarly, it is said, oh, here we go, see? The generation that built the Tower of Babel, nothing that they propose to do will be held from them. Why were they given such license? Because they were characterized by oneness, being of the one language with unified words. Nevertheless, besides the fact that such peace, based on unity, centering on undesirable matters, will not endure, this is not the proper way to compel divine Hashpa, which means good things descend from above. This is especially true when what is sought is the giving of the Torah, and moreover, that Hashem invests himself in the Torah, as it were. This is alluded by the first word of the Ten Commandments, Anoichi, which our sages interpret as an acronym for the Aramaic word Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yehavis, which means, I wrote down and gave over my soul. This wording clearly implies that Hashem invests his inner being in the Torah, not merely the external encompassing dimension of his life. Hashem's most deepest sense of himself, he invested in the Torah. And when you learn Torah, you connect into Hashem's most deepest sense. An internal relationship between the souls of the Jews and Hashem is possible only because their souls are rooted in Hashem's essence. As explained regarding the concept, with whom did he consult regarding creation? With the souls of the righteous. Accordingly, the unity between the Jews must be expressed through the Torah and its mitzvahs. This implies that one's increased activity in Avas Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew, should be expressed primarily in efforts to bring them closer to Torah. So yes, any unity is powerful. But because Hashem is so invested in Torah, Hashem invests himself, his most inner part, in Torah. Therefore, the best unity that requires is a unity that unites us with Torah. What does that mean? Does it look like this? Think of someone in your life who you could inspire them to be more involved with Torah. Unite them with Torah. Unite with them. Connect to them. And, okay, application, not theory. I am not just speaking in the abstract, says the Rebbe, but to bring about actual change. Here we go. You ready? This is the Rebbe talking practically. Bottom line, what should we do? The morning of Shavuos. In the morning of Shavuos is the time when the Torah is being given for the entire year as a whole. Guys, any Torah you're going to learn for the next 12 months is a result of this Shavuos. Shavuos is a time when the Torah is given, and it empowers us and connects us with Torah for the coming year. This is in addition to the idea that the giving of the Torah takes place on each day individually. Every day Hashem gives the Torah. As reflected in the blessing, we say the bracha, that we say, Noisina Torah, the one who gives the Torah, using the present tense, to prepare for this event in the days that remain from now until Shavuos. From now until Shavuos, says the Rebbe, especially on Shabbos, a day when Yidden are gathered as a community for the purpose of Torah study, it is necessary. We must explain and clarify to every Jewish man and woman in one sphere of influence that on these days in particular, now until Shavuos, it is both their obligation and their privilege to intensify their efforts in Avas Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew. This comes in addition to the obligation and privilege of practicing Avas Yisrael each day. As it's known, the well-known directive of the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur established for all, equally appropriate for every soul, it is proper to say before the Moda'ani, before the Shachar, before morning prayer, to say Harini Mekabel, which means I hereby undertake to fulfill the positive commandment, and love your fellow as yourself. In the Alter Rebbe Siddur, before you start Shacharis, it says, I take a Harini Mekabel, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving your fellow. Hashem wants to see unity between his children and then talk to me. Don't fight between yourself and then talk to me when you're fighting. First make peace and then talk to me. So the Alter Rebbe says, before you talk to Hashem every morning for davening and you ask for and you thank for and you connect to Hashem, first take upon yourself the mitzvah of loving your fellow. Make sure there's nothing in your heart against somebody else. Says the Rebbe, now is the time before Shavuos to up this, to strengthen this. On Shabbos, we have to gather everyone together and tell them that we have a responsibility to prepare for Shavuos with extra sense of unity. At these gatherings, one should explain how Avos Yisrael is a preparation for the giving of the Torah and receiving it. Also, teaching the Alter Rebbe that love your fellow as yourself is a medium which makes it possible to fulfill the command, love Hashem your Lord, should be made known and explained. Could anybody explain this to me? How could loving a fellow, loving your fellow Yid, be the way how you love Hashem? There's two v'ahavta. V'ahavta l'recha kamecha, and v'ahavta et Hashem alekecha. We say in Shema. One, love your fellow and love God. Says the Alter Rebbe, love your fellow is an explanation on loving Hashem. Why? If I love my friend, that's connecting to Hashem? No, that's for us. Does the Alter Rebbe like this? When you love a fellow, a Yid, you're loving who Hashem loves. And because Hashem loves every person unconditionally and fully, so true love, says the Alter Rebbe, means like this. If you love somebody really, you love whatever they love. True love means that I don't only love many, I love whatever many loves. I love Lucy. You love who your fellow loves. That's true love. So since Hashem says, after asking Amar Hashem, Hashem says, I love every Yid, and he lets us know in the Torah, I love every Yid. So the Alter Rebbe says, loving a fellow Yid is the ultimate expression of loving Hashem, because you're loving who your beloved loves. Isn't that crazy? Loving somebody. And by the way, the Maggid explained to love even in Rishayim. And I mean, you know. Anyway. But loving every Yid. Every single Yid. Why? Because Hashem loves every Yid unconditionally. And therefore, loving a fellow, even the guy you hate, even the guy you can't stand, but he's Hashem's only child. So when you love that person and you bring peace, you're loving Hashem. This teaching highlights that the love of Hashem, love of Torah, and love of a fellow Jews are all one. It is necessary to publicize the interpretation of the Maggid of Mizrich on the teaching of the Pirkei Avos, know what is above from you. That we must know that everything that's above in the lofty spiritual realms is from you, meaning it is dependent on the actions of each and every individual. In a similar vein, our Chazal teach us that a person should see the world as a perfectly balanced, so that through one action, he can tip the scale either to the side of merit or to the opposite side. Similarly, in the matter at hand, through one action, he can tip the balance and bring about the giving of the Torah. Your one love to one person, one good word, one friendly advice, one hug, one good positive thing to a fellow person, lifting of someone's spirits can literally be the best preparation for the giving of the Torah, that you can receive the Torah in a whole new level this year. And that's particular when the act is one of peace and of Israel, which has been established as one of the foundations of the teaching of Chassidus. That through such action, the person includes himself with others and transcends limitations of being merely a solitary individual. You stop being a one person. Guys, you're not supposed to live alone. You're not supposed to live by yourself. And we all have a deep sense of being all alone. You're not supposed to live alone. We're meant to live together. We're meant to live as one unit, not as one person. This is the preparation for receiving the Torah. For the entire world was given to bring about peace in the world, in the macrocosm and in the microcosm, to bring peace with every man as an individual, and to bring about peace between Hashem, between created being and the Creator, Hashem and the creation. Everyone needs to speak about and publicize all of the above. In particular, this applies to those who deliver public sermons and speeches during those days. Whoever is publicly speaking should make sure to include this. Then we can be certain that among the Jewish people as a whole, all of us will merit, in the words of the blessing which my revered father-in-law, the Rebbe Royatz, would give on the festival of Shavuos. This is the famous blessing that Chabad gives. Chabad, the Rebbe always taught that we should give to each other before Shavuos, which is to receive the Torah with joy and in an internalized manner, besimcha. And therefore, I'm giving everybody here a bracha. Everyone should receive the Torah, Kabbalah Torah, besimcha over pnimius, which means
what's that called?
Pnimius, which means that it should mean something to you. Don't, okay, I got Torah. No, every year, every year, Hashem is giving the Torah anew. But you know, if I give you something, but you don't accept it, I can keep pouring, you're not going to get anything. If I share ideas, but you're not listening, I'm wasting my time.
Internalize it.
I need to share something, but you have to accept it. If you're not receiving, nothing I will, if you're not ready to hear my advice, nothing I tell you will ever enter into your mind. Hashem is ready to give us Torah every single year anew, a whole new level of Torah given every single year. And therefore, by the way, how could it be that we can think of Chidushim in Torah? We can think of new ideas in Torah that was never done before. How's it possible? Because every year there's a new level of Torah that's given on Shavuos, every single year. Another level, a newer level. Because Torah is not an anniversary of history. Torah is a calendar, the Yiddish guy has a calendar, that on this day, the energy of that day is whatever that day is. So Pesach, it's freedom. Shavuos is the giving of the Torah. Hashem gives us new wisdom, new ideas, new Torah is given to the world. A new level, we can stand better, etc., etc. But we have to receive. How do you receive? With love, peace, and spreading this idea of loving a fellow, more Achdus Yisrael. And again, like I told you earlier, the Rebbe requested in a personal request, which is very, very rare, the Rebbe would say a personal request that everyone should gather together the Shabbos and make a gathering where the idea and the focus is how to increase unity between Jewish people. Many L'chaim.
Wow.